live.
Didn't know you could do an air guitar through a piano, did you?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, pretty sweet.
Is that like one of those key guitar...
keyboard guitar things?
Yeah.
Those are pretty sweet, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
I should get one.
You should.
I know, I've been wanting to play the guitar forever. It's like, I already know how to play the piano. So if I have one of those, double badass probably, right? I'm thinking, right? No?
Wait, what? Are we traveling back to the 80s or are we staying in 2007?
We're staying here.
Oh, then no.
Not quite.
If we went back to the 80s, you'd be total badass.
Damn it. All right.
Sorry.
Nah, that's okay. I'll get through it.
Okay, that's good.
Stooks in the morning.
Yes, hello. I heard you. Were you going to talk about what President Bush did last night?
Yes, we were planning on talking about that. Did you have any thoughts?
Oh, I'm very troubled.
Well, I think a lot of people are worried, especially out in this area.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think the timing of it is really, really odd. I mean, I'm very disappointed in President Bush.
What do you mean, like for waiting after the elections to make the announcement, or what?
No. His timing, the time that he chose to deliver the speech.
I guess I don't understand then what you're saying.
Well, are you familiar with the program Deal or No Deal?
Yeah, with Howie Mandel?
Yeah.
Oh, that Howie Mandel. Did you see that Deal or No Deal was interrupted?
I didn't notice. That show seems like it's always on, so I didn't really notice, no.
Oh. Well, President Bush came on and was talking during the time that Deal or No Deal normally plays, and it wrecked my night.
Well, I don't know. Thinking about some of the things he talked about, I don't really know if you really have much of a point. You know what I mean? A lot of people were affected by this, and it sounds like Deal or No Deal is one of the last things, really, that we care about after that.
Oh, but what's the female's name?
Jerry Ann.
Terry Ann, don't you think that Howie Mandel is just so sexy?
I guess.
Really?
Not really.
Are you just humoring her or something?
Yeah.
Oh, you are wrong, sweetheart. Oh, the way the light reflects off of his forehead. Oh, I would love to see my reflection in that. I truly would.
Okay, I still understand what this really has to do with, you know, the war and President Bush's speech.
Well, it has to do with the fact that they delayed the start of Deal or No Deal, and then when they came to put it on, when it came on the air, the program was already, they said, we're joining this program in progress, and I go, I don't want to take the Lord's name in vain, but I said, for C's sake, could you please put the program at the beginning and let us watch it all the way through?
Well, they have to keep the news programs on time. I know a lot of people a lot of the news programs last night were talking about it, so they wanted to keep everything on track, you know, so they had to join it in progress.
But you don't rob me of my time with Howie Mandel. Isn't that right, sister? Terry Ann?
It's Jerry Ann.
Yeah, her name's Jerry Ann with the J.
Ann, I guess.
Oh, that Mandel. Oh, that Flavor Saver. Do you know what I'm talking about, Jerry Ann?
This little beard thing.
Oh,
Flavor Saver.
Okay, yeah.
It's a new word that teens are using to describe this kind of facial hair where the man's facial hair is just right there under the lower lip, and it's the Flavor Saver. Oh, it's so dreamy. It's so attractive on him, and just the idea of tasting yourself in the Flavor Saver. Do you know what I'm talking about, Jerry Ann, when after getting intimate with a man, you want to taste yourself?
What?